Sound of Freedom director says potential sequel would focus on Haiti, this is just the tip of the iceberg. By David Ng on August 14, 2023. The director of the box office hit Sound of Freedom said there is interest in a potential sequel, which he said would focus on Haiti. In an interview with Variety, Sound of Freedom writer-director Alejandro Monteverde also blasted he mainstream news media for trying to smear the anti-child trafficking drama and its creative team. Monteverde spoke about a potential sequel to the movie, which has surpassed the latest Indiana Jones and Mission Impossible movies at the domestic box office. There's definitely a lot of interest to exploring the subject a little deeper, because this is just the tip of the iceberg, he said. There's a lot of interest to kind of explore Haiti, what's happening in Haiti. There's sequel talks focusing on Haiti. Sound of Freedom is based on the real-life story of Tim Ballard, the former Homeland Security agent who quit his federal government job to devote his career to rescuing children from international sex trafficking rings. The movie focuses on Ballard's work in Latin America, but he is also working in other regions. Haiti was a big part of Tim's work, Monteverde added. I was very tempted to do Haiti on this film. But I wanted to do an origin story, and it was too much material. I needed to end where I ended. Monteverde also addressed the mainstream media's attempts to smear Sound of Freedom as a product of QAnon conspiracy theorists. I was like really sick. I was like, this is all wrong. That's not true. It was heartbreaking when I saw all this polemic and all this controversy going on, he said. Outlets including the New York Times, Rolling Stone, and NPR have all attacked the movie with claims that it is based on QAnon conspiracy theories, even though production on the film predated the popularization of the left-wing term. As Breitbart News reported, former President Donald Trump hosted a special screening of Sound of Freedom last week at his club in Bedminster, New Jersey. Trump later called for the death penalty for human traffickers, saying he will defend the dignity of human life when he returns to the White House. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.